Hey, Cross Brand friends and family, we are so excited that you joined us today. We have one more day of Dr. David Dykes teaching on the angels. We have loved his messages that he's been doing here. And then next week, we will be back with Mike Morrow, so be sure you tune in next week. We want to give a huge shout out to our online hosts who are here every week ready to talk to you about your prayer requests or what you have going on. So you can drop where you're watching from, who you're watching with, or any prayer requests that you need, and they will be there ready to respond. We also have resources on our app and our website that you can check out throughout the week. So that's our app or cbcctx.org. Be sure you go check that out throughout the week, and you can also give to CrossBrand that way. So if you want to support our local ministries, you can go there and give. We hope you enjoy today's service and have a very happy Sunday.
Heavenly Father, I come with you in prayer today, and I just say thank you for this beautiful community and just everybody here. I ask you to just please guide them and nourish them, protect them, and just keep them safe throughout this week. And in your holy name I pray, amen.
You guys know how this, I fly away. Now sing it with us. Life is over, I fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I fly away. All right, sing it out. Pray with me. Father God, we love you. Thank you for today. Thank you for Cross Brand. Lord, we thank you for every breath, for every second of life that you give us. No matter what it holds, Lord, you're there. That blessed assurance that they just sang about, the fruit of your spirit with us. Lord, life can be enjoyable with you. God, be with us today. Be with Dr. David. With everybody here. Open our hearts. Open our minds. Let us just soak up what you have for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hello, family. Y'all looking good. Well, ish. Hey, we appreciate you being here today. I do want to say what an honor it is that Cross Brand can take the time to honor those fallen heroes. And we appreciate and are so thankful for their service. Take time tomorrow to explain that to your grandkids, okay? Talk to your grandkids tomorrow and your kids and let them know about what that means. This morning, I got a triple surprise. I didn't know you wrote these. So there's three books. How many of you think cleanliness is next to godliness is in the Bible? Look at this. No, that's not in the Bible. Great looking book. Character out of chaos. Daniel. And then handling life's disappointments. Well, this, I don't even know why I got that one, David. I just, everything in my life is just peaches and cream. Have you enjoyed David Dykes? Well, I will tell you right now, this man is a great friend of Cross Brand. And so it is with that in mind, I hope today you will give him extra Cross Brand welcome. David.
Well, today I'm excited to be here, and several of my books are at the back on the table. I'll show you different ones, and there's no that's not in the Bible. He just mentioned Character Out of Chaos, Jesus Storyteller, Starting Over in a COVID World, and Handling Life's Disappointments. And there's always my three novels. These are terrorism novels that are pictured and placed in Israel. 2013, the Cloud Strike Prophecy, somebody tries to attack the Masters Golf Tournament. Jerusalem Protocol, somebody tries to set off a bomb outside of Jerusalem. And the Masada proposal is kind of scary in that when I wrote it a few years ago, I mentioned an attack, surprise attack by Hamas and Hezbollah on Israel. And it has to do with the enrichment of uranium, which, I mean, folks, that's what's in the news right now. So hopefully you'll get some of those at the conclusion of the program. I'd like to count down to the three most common messages angels deliver in the Bible. Now, the way I did this is I have a quick verse software, and I just had the Bible print out every time an angel spoke, and I had 35 single-space pages later. And so I have sort of summarized the top three things that angels say in the Bible. So, number one, the most common message delivered by the angels is speak up. They send a message to us to speak up. In Acts chapter 5, it says, then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles, put them in a public jail, but during the night, here it is, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go, stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people the full message of this new life. Now, remember, I pointed out last week that angels don't deliver the gospel, but they command us to take the gospel like they're doing here. So in some cases, a Christian may be directed by an angel to speak to an unbeliever. Last week we saw where an angel sent Philip to the Ethiopian eunuch in the desert, so we don't have to look at that again. But I do want to talk to you about an angel encounter that actually I had a number of years ago in Alabama. We were out on visitation, two of us, and we pulled into a neighborhood. So there were three houses, one over here, one in the center. And so we went to the house on the right and rang the doorbell. And there was a guy in the middle house sitting on a porch swing. And he said, "Hey, Brother David, I don't think they're home, but this guy on the other side of me could use a visit." So I wasn't surprised by that because I was on television, so I wasn't surprised that maybe he knew who I was. So we went around that center house, and I rang the doorbell of that third house, and a guy came to the door, kind of anxious looking, and I said, "We're from the church, and we want to talk to you about Jesus. Would that be okay?" He said, "Oh, yes, come in." And we sat down in the living room with him. And if you've ever trained in evangelism, this was one of those perfect scripts. I mean, everything I asked, he gave the right answer. He gave the right response. So in a matter of time, I had led him to faith in Christ and then prayed and then gave him some material about welcome to God's family. And as we're getting ready to leave, he says, "I'm surprised why you picked me to see tonight." He said, "Because two nights ago, I had a report from my oncologist that there was a large spot on my lung. And I didn't know God. I didn't know how to find God. And I sat in bed last night and I said, 'God, please send someone to tell me about you.'" And the man said, "And you're the answer to that prayer." He said, "Why did you come see me?" I said, "Well, the guy on the porch swing next door sent us over here." He said, "That house next door has been vacated for 2 years. So it could have been a guy just walked up in the neighborhood and sat there, or it could have been God's angel." An unbeliever may also be directed by an angel to seek a Christian. It says there in Acts 10:1-2, at Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and his family were devout and God-fearing. One day about 3 p.m, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God that came to him and said, "Cornelius." Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord?" he asked. "The angel answered, 'Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon Peter.'" And that's what he did. He sent for Simon Peter, and Simon Peter went down from Joppa there, and he led Cornelius to the Lord. So sometimes God's angels say, "Wake up." Second most common message delivered by angels is not "speak up," it's "wake up." There's a lot of times in the Bible that an angel will punch somebody who's asleep and say, "Wake up." So wives, you're never more angelic than when you poke your husband in the ribs when he's sleeping during a sermon. "Wake up." Yeah. So let's see some examples of that. Acts 12:5. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between the two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood at guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side, punched him in the ribs, and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off his wrist. And then Peter went and told him about Jesus. Also in Genesis 19, there's a visit that Lot has when he welcomed angels into his home. He didn't even know they were angels. He thought they were ordinary men. At daybreak, the angels urge Lot, "Get up. Take your wife and your two daughters who are here with you, or you'll be swept away in the punishment of the city." had a letter that a girl wrote to me. She said she was living in Utah, sharing an apartment with a girl from Australia. She said she'd gone to sleep while her roommate was out about 2 a.m. I was called out of a deep sleep by a male voice calling my first name. Get up, wake up, lock your door. She writes, as soon as I was awake, the message no longer was audible. It was intense. I rationalized that Cindy would not leave the door unlocked because I did not want to get up in the cold, but the message was far too strong. I got up and observed the front door was locked, but the prompting kept urging me to check the kitchen door that opened into an alley behind the apartment complex. I froze with fear as I saw the door, which was virtually never opened, was indeed unlocked. That eternal voice almost shouted, because it was now I could not move, so great was my sense of danger. The voice said, now. I ran, locked the door, and chained it. Just as I did, I heard from the alley a human-sounding noise, like footsteps. Someone tried to turn the doorknob. To this day, I have believed that an angel audibly woke me and then guided me to unlock the door. So there's a tip we learned from this, and it's one I've used for several years. Have you ever been sound asleep and then all of a sudden you just wake almost wide awake? That used to kind of bother me, and I'd try to go back to sleep, but now I've started listening and paying attention and saying, God, is there something I can pray about? So I take some time to listen, and then I take some time to pray. And before long, I'm back asleep again. But so whenever you're awakened in the middle of the night, don't waste that opportunity. The most common message delivered by angels is not speak up. It's not listen up, wake up. It is cheer up. Don't be afraid. To Zechariah, the angel said, don't be afraid. To Mary, Gabriel said, do not fear. To the shepherds in the fields, the angel said, fear not. To the women at the tomb, they said, do not be afraid. Now, there is an example of this happening in the life of Paul. In Acts chapter 27, Paul was on a ship taken to Rome when they encountered a terrible storm. And they feared that all would die. He's on a ship that was taken when they encountered this storm, and they feared all would die. And then Paul says this. He says, last night, an angel of the God whose I am and whom I serve stood beside me and said, do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island. So this is Paul, the prisoner, who sort of becomes Paul, the leader, in the midst of the storm. And then amazingly, all 276 passengers survived. Not a one of them was lost. So a lady writes about when she was a child, she was in the hospital because she had a bone tumor in her leg. And she was scheduled to have her leg amputated. She writes this, my parents were so consumed in their own problems. I know that I was only 14, so young and so scared. One night shortly before I went back to the hospital for the amputation of my leg, God did something very special for me, an experience so wonderful that it will live with me forever. I went to bed, but was awakened by something. I remember feeling so frightened. My room was cold and misty.
At first, I thought I must be dreaming, but I sat up, blinked my eyes over and over, even pinched myself. I was very much awake. The mist soon took the form at the end of my bed. It was a beautiful person dressed all in white. The fright I felt turned to complete calm. In fact, I've never felt that calm and peaceful since. He said my name. He said, "Be not afraid. The Lord has sent me." He said that, yes, I was to lose a leg, but I would not die. I was to trust God always, and I would be all right. He will take care of you. He faded out of the room, and I was never afraid about losing my leg after that. I've done a lot of things in my lifetime. I feel so privileged that God chose to comfort me at a time when no one else but Him could. I still remember the experience like it happened last night. So, as we come sort of conclude, there are some takeaway truths about angels. You need to be aware that God's angels are there. Just almost like peripheral vision. You know, don't look for them, but sort of catch them in your peripheral vision. Know that they are there. They're always there. Sometimes you can see them, sometimes you can't. And yes, I think it's okay to pray for angelic protection, but don't ever pray to angels. We shouldn't pray or worship angels. And then the main takeaway, I've said this the first Sunday, be kind to strangers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have entertained angels without knowing it. In other words, I think when we get to heaven, you're going to walk up to an angel, or an angel is going to walk up to you, and he's going to say, "Hey, remember me?" Whether you do or you don't, he's going to remind you that it was him that you had an encounter with one day and you didn't even realize it. So be kind to strangers. One more angel's encounter. There's a letter by a college student about a roommate, Julie, who's a student at Vanderbilt University. It's an amazing story. Listen as I close. She writes about how one Thursday night with her roommate, Julie,
amen. God bless y'all.
Pulled up into a parking lot near a bank in which stood an ATM machine. It was surrounded by bushes. When she parked, she noticed a large man at the machine. This is late at night. It's in a bad part of town. After he finished, she got out of her car, apprehensive in the dark lot, and began walking quickly toward the machine, chiding herself for waiting so late to get the cash. Well, the man began walking toward Julie instead of toward the street, and she was petrified that he was going to harm her. She lowered her eyes and continued walking, and when he passed her, he said, "Just be careful. I'll be here for you if you need me." She inserted her card. However, she realized that there was another man standing in the bushes waiting to rob somebody. She found herself panicking, but noticed that the large man had not left. He was still standing at the curb behind her. She took her money, ran to her car, jumped in, and locked the doors. But when she turned to look for the man, he was nowhere in sight. Eager to thank the man, she pulled out on West End, looked both ways, and did not see him. She is convinced that the man was an angel. Be kind to strangers, because you never know when you will entertain angels unaware. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this lesson on angels, the message of angels, the miracle of angels, and Lord, the message and miracle that they give us. We know that, Lord, angels are real. And I pray that You will make us sensitive to their presence. I ask, God, that you continue to bless this church in a powerful way. I thank you for each person and how they listen intently to your word. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Thank you,
thank
David.
You.
Thank you, David. I tell you, after listening for 3 weeks to Dr. David Dykes, it makes me even more grateful that God has intentionally gone out of his way to provide assistance to all of us. God's good, isn't he? Amen. Amen. Well, listen, last 3 weeks been about feeding sheep, encouraging believers. But we don't want you to leave this room. We make it our practice to make sure, hey, Jesus loved you. He did all the hard work. He gave his life so that we could have a relationship with our Father. And in a minute, I'm going to walk out of here. We have the 20s and 30s that gather down there in the youth building, if you're in that age bracket. One of the questions that was asked was, that I'm answering today was, if God's in control and knows everything, why do we even need to pray? And, you know, one of the cool things is, we'll discuss it in detail, but God wants relationship with us. And we cannot get that by simply attending church or being good people. There has to come a time when two truths intersect. The fact that we are sinners by nature, sinners by choice. We're sinners. And secondly, the fact that there is a solution. It's not a thing. It is a he. It is Jesus. And if you have never invited Christ to forgive you, I pray you'll do that today. Our prayer team is going to come up. The prayer partners are going to be waiting down front. Should you have any concerns or questions about the Lord, or if we just need to pray for you, we want to do that. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much. You're a good God, good Father. We ask today that you will continue to bless David and his ministry, his family. I pray that you'll bless the word as it has been so clearly taught the last 3 weeks. But today, Father, if there's someone here that does not have a relationship, they've never invited you on their own, on purpose, into their life for forgiveness, I pray today will be the day that they walk away from this location with you in their life, in Christ's name.
We're cranking it down. We're all about the good news in our honky-tonk sound. These songs will get you dancing or bring you to your knees. Where would I be without Jesus in HLE? From Jennings, Louisiana, broadcasting all across the land, sharing the love of Jesus with every lost soul we can. With 170 countries, we got quite a few more to go. We're coming to you from the Christian country capital of the world. And we've got our hands up while we're cranking it down. We're all about the good news in our honky-tonk sound. Some folks will ever read. Where would they be without Jesus in HLE? Sharing the love of Jesus through country music ministry. Jesus and HLE.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.